This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Normally, algorithms used to calculate how much you pay for car insurance can seem opaque from the customer's point of view. Well, some state regulators have a handle on it. When you call for a car insurance quote, where'd they come up with that number? Your age? Your driving record? Well, maybe a big factor is just your ability to pay. Perhaps like the person who gets charged more for a carton of milk because they walked into the store wearing an expensive Rolex. A nonprofit news organization called The Markup, working with Consumer Reports magazine, got a hold of pricing data for a system that Allstate was trying to get approved. It was for Maryland, but it offers an interesting window into this world. Joining us is Aaron Sankin, a reporter for The Markup. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. We normally don't get to look into these insurance algorithms, but you get to see how one works. Allstate, I think at the time, wanted to revamp what it charged in Maryland, but why?
So insurance is regulated at the state level. So insurance companies are constantly updating the way they calculate prices. So what we found is that in 2013 and 2014, Allstate went to those insurance regulators in Maryland and said, "Hey, we want to change our system. We think we have a more accurate way of doing things." But the way that they were recalculating prices would have resulted in a pretty big pricing shifts for a whole lot of its customers. And to avoid having people, you know, getting sticker shock and then defecting, they also wanted to run all of those pricing changes through this new algorithm that would kind of, you know, moderate those changes.
All right, they wanted some changes, I would assume, so that riskier drivers who maybe were not paying enough from the insurance company's point of view, you'd think they would see their car insurance bills go up, and maybe the better drivers, fewer tickets, no crashes, their bills would go down. In part, did you find that's what happened?
So we dug into the data, and I want to credit my reporting partner, Maddie Varner, on running this analysis. And what we found is that Allstate's algorithm ended up creating effectively a sucker's list of big spenders, people who were already paying a lot for their car insurance and squeezing even more out of them. So it worked like this. Increases for people with expensive policies would go up as high as 20%. But people with cheaper policies, their increases were capped at about 5%. And then there was this whole other group of people, like tens of thousands of Allstate customers in Maryland, who the company said deserved rate cuts under this new risk model because they, you know, the company previously believed that they were riskier drivers than they actually were and was charging them accordingly. And some of these people would have had their rates cut in half or have major decreases, but Allstate didn't want to give those out. So it was limiting those decreases to, you know, a percent or two.
And you see a fairness issue here.
Yeah, this model, and it's important to note, was rejected by regulators in Maryland who saw it as discriminatory because by law in Maryland, and as is the law in most other states, insurance rates should be based on someone's risk of getting into an accident and filing a claim. But what we found is that by moderating this on a personal basis, largely based on what people were previously paying, that it was not based on risk. It was really based on their retention goals. And I think that does raise a fairness issue. And, you know, Maryland did reject it, and similar plans were rejected by other states like Louisiana and Georgia.
Aaron Sankin at The Markup, thank you. Sankin says his team submitted its data to Allstate for comment. The company said it complies with all laws and that its pricing is based on risk. Consumer Reports and The Markup published their analysis today. Now, you know Consumer Reports. The Markup is a brand new data-driven newsroom that covers tech. There's a link to all this at marketplace.org.